Hi, this is a dictation for a patient, Suleiman Solo, Souleymane, Suleiman Sono, S-O-N-O, date of birth is 2/23/1998, date of accident is 9/29/2021, date of service is January 13, 2022. Mr. Suleiman Sono was last seen on October 19, 2021. He was discharged from services at that time for not show up for visit. The patient today came back and he did not come for 3 months. He was not doing any therapy and no follow-up, and it believes that he has tolerable pain and he was back to work, and he has given any other reason for not visiting. Initially involved in an accident 9/29/2021, where he was traveling in Uber and he was traveling in a rear seat. He was an Uber driver and he was rear-ended by a car, and he himself a car in front. It became a three-car accident, leading to headaches and ring the ear, disorient, nightmare and loss of concentration, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back. The patient quit coming, and we lost the connection with this gentleman. And he was initially provided a treatment for physical therapy. He was having some chest pain at that time with traction massage. The patient was taken off work and housework replacement, transportation for one month, and he never showed up after that. Currently, he has a pain in the neck around 6, lower back pain is 7 without radiculopathy, chest pain is reported to be 7, and headaches are around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, 3 to 4 times per week, not associated with nausea or vomiting. He reports that his MRI was also not done, although it was ordered on the last visit of 10/19/2021. He was referred to Providence Hospital. At this time, the patient reports his pain level varies from 6 to 7, and his ADLs are affected 50%, and he does report partial an improvement in the since the accident that occurred on 9/29/2021. His ADLs that are affected is work 9, and mood is affected 8, the enjoyment of life 7, sleep and general activity affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that he has a vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, seizures, poor grades at work, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a neck stiffness, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain. In the GI, patient reports constipation, and in the GU, no frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, incontinence of the urine. In respiratory, chest pain is reported, denies any asthma, trouble breathing, shortness of breath. In the GI, it denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. In last 30 days, they report that his pain level has improved and he has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medications are none, substance abuse none, and compliance history, patient reports non-compliance to the therapy, to the visit, and to the pain. Physical exam reveals that the patient has a blood pressure of 129 over 100, pulse is 68, and pulse ox 100%. The rest of the physical examination will go from previous visit of 10/19/2021, dictation number 1030-031, with general review, musculoskeletal examination, and also the extremities examination, along with diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. The patient failed to do his MRI that was ordered on his first visit. Hence, that is reordered. He had to go to Extension Hospital to get the MRI done for cervical lumbar spine. His therapy is on hold, medications are on hold, and his disability is also on hold since the patient disappeared in between and we lost a connection with him. Thank you. Appreciate.